So what are the songs that explain the 90s? Rob, the 90s guy, is on the phone. Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tatum.
What qualifies you as the 90s guy?
Yeah.
I was a teenager in the 90s, man. I went to high school. I went to college. I was obsessed with music. You know, I was antisocial. You know, I just sat in my bedroom and listened to music for 10 years straight.
That's you're in. You qualify.
You have me an antisocial.
Thank you.
You're the 90s guy. You win. Good.
That's
good.
Right.
All right. I just wanted to make sure we're dealing with an authority here.
Right. Okay. So we're
absolutely dealing with an authority. I still have no social skills.
You passed.
My authority is absolute.
There you go.
All right. So Rob is host and author of 60 Songs That Explain the 90s. Why 60?
I don't know, man. I should have done 90.
He's antisocial, man.
I love your honesty.
Why are you going to ask that question,
I love
man?
This guy.
90 would have made a lot. 90 was too many
at
the onset. I was like, I don't know if anyone's going to like this show. It would be embarrassing if I got canceled after 5 episodes, right?
That would suck.
I'll do 60. That makes a lot more sense. And so now I just wrote like my 110th episode, so now I have a wildly inaccurate podcast and book title. Hilarious.
That's awesome, man.
Awesome.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Where do you want to start? I could start with the list that our tribe put on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
We asked the question to post the one song that you think explains the 90s, and then we went through all of the data, and I have the top 15 here.
We have data? Cool.
I'm looking at that Facebook post right now, but you went through the data, so hit me.
Yes.
All right.
Who won?
Well, top of the list, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Sure.
Got to be there.
Yep. It was a very smelly
Absolutely.
Decade.
But you just said sure. You just said sure.
Like yeah.
You didn't say hands down if we boil all the fat off and just one song, put that forward in a time capsule saying 90s music right here. That one does not make it.
That sounds like a top five.
Yeah. What is that?
Man, I'm going to say How Bizarre by OMC. Remember that one?
How Bizarre.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's it. You got it.
Yeah.
That's just pure 90s to me. You're just like, what? What is happening? Like, that's the 90s mindset.
In the hot sun.
Really? Not I'm Too Sexy with Rice and Fred?
The hot sun. See, you remember it. You remember all the lyrics to that absolutely nonsensical song from 25 whatever years ago.
That's bizarre.
That's pure 90s to me.
So if Rob the 90s guy was putting a time capsule together, and he could only put one song from the 90s in the time capsule, that would be the song. Not Smells
it would
Like
be
Teen
how
Spirit.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
I always liked how that guy said, Destination Unknown.
Right. Well, it was that achy, breaking heart.
So does Smell Like Teen Spirit make the top 60?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not ranked, right? Like, it's just, it's absolutely arbitrary.
Yeah.
I just do whatever I want, man. It's great. And so I just jump.
I like all the mans he does.
Anti-souls, remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very 90s construction. It's a, yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Like, this is, you know, I've also got the lingo down.
Nice.
Yeah, I would hope.
But I like that there's no structure to it either. That feels very 90s.
Very relaxed.
Yeah.
I don't need to put them in order.
Very relaxed to please
it's
you.
Too
Come
much
on.
Work, man. I'm slacking.
Nice.
So I thought there would be a conversation, and this is ranked here because of that.
He's like, no.
There's very sales,
no,
you know,
relax.
Impact on society.
What do you think?
Like, nope. Nah.
I think this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my freaking list.
My opinion. This is what I think. I like
Tough tale. I don't like it. Don't look at it.
I like the explanation for why. It's like, yeah, you play it, and you're like, oh, yeah, 90s.
Why did I explain myself to you in the first place?
It's great, man.
It's also real fun that there was clearly no stress put into this list. It was just, yes, no.
Didn't break a sweat.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm very much at my leisure. But I thought I was going to stop at 60, and then I got to like 50, and I was like, oh, man, there's too many more songs I want to do.
See?
I haven't done the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones yet.
Oh,
you know?
Love them.
Love
them.
Somebody else.
Which song?
Oh, it would be the impression that I get.
Awesome right? song. Awesome song.
It would
song.
Have to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ska.
Did we ever find out, is that song about AIDS or not AIDS?
Oh, my gosh. I never heard that, but that fits, unfortunately.
I mean, no, I know what you're talking about.
No, we've had this conversation before.
Apparently, the bass player wrote it after attending a funeral for a friend.
Oh.
Okay, then.
He was counting his own blessings.
Okay.
Sure.
It doesn't say...
Did the friend have...
It does not say.
Maybe he did.
It does not say.
Maybe. Get the quiet.
That's a song about car accidents.
Right.
That's a bummer.
It's the peppiest song about AIDS ever written. Right. If it is about AIDS,
yeah. You have to give it to him.
You do.
It's like, very happy song about death.
Exactly, right. That's the impression I get.
Ween has a pretty good one, too.
Oh, no, that one's awful. How dare you?
All right, so back to the 90s.
It was in the 90s.
That's what just happened there.
It's on topic.
All right, so Smells Like Teen Spirit came in number one on our poll of songs from the 90s.
What do we know?
Number two is I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys.
Ooh,
you got to have some boy band in there.
You got to have it.
Yeah. I guess you do. That song makes no sense.
Tell me why.
Tell me why is exactly right.
I love that
Tell
song.
Me why.
I appreciate how baffling that song is.
Well, I just like that Rob, the 90s guy, doesn't even care that he's not really talking. He's just like, yeah, this is what I do.
It's a great life.
I'm just listening, man. I'm just vibing.
Yeah. No, I love it. You're the perfect person to do the show and the list.
Yes.
Because you're totally 90s.
Total chill.
Totally chill.
Are you stoned?
I feel Nirvana and the Backstreet Boys is a very intense 1-2 punch there at the top of your list. Yeah. I got to say, that really runs the gamut of human emotion.
However, if you had to boil down the 90s to two songs, aren't those the perfect two songs? Yeah. I think the listeners got it right.
Yeah, one band shot, one
it's
band
like
didn't.
Nirvana created an entire movement of music that is still will last forever. Then these boy bands, you could pick whatever boy band song, but it was a thing in the 90s. It was a massive thing.
Yes, manicured boys and guys who got their clothes out of a dumpster.
But that was a random poll we put on Facebook, and the tribe just posted songs.
Yeah.
Those were the top two, and they got it right.
Yep.
Yeah. I might have put Britney Spears at number two.
Baby One More Time?
Oh, yeah. Which one?
We're being honest, but that's fine.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be Baby One More Time, of course. Yeah.
Just checking.
She was the height of her hotness.
Yeah. I'm still hot, just as crazy as F.
Well, now I kind of feel, if you follow her on Instagram, it's a little trailer parky.
Yes, I'm enjoying it. Why?
I
like it that way.
It's always the same reaction. It's like, oh, Brittany, oh no.
Yeah.
She's dancing with knives, I think. Recently.
Yeah.
That was the thing, yeah. Well, there's a lot going on there.
Yes,
yeah,
so the outtakes.
A very stressful episode for me to do.
Her curtains are destroyed.
What, did you did an episode on Brittany?
I did Baby One More Time. It was like a year ago, 2 years ago now. And just, you know, there was so much going on there, right? The conservatorship. And then they started putting out all these documentaries, like apologizing to her for how people talked about her in the 90s, you know, and then she got married and then she got divorced. And it's just, it's a moving target, right? Like there's always some new, very terrifying thing happening with her.
I think she was never an artist.
Yeah.
She was a pop star.
Yeah.
And once that goes away.
Yep.
You know, once you stop listening to, you know, the hit makers.
Once the pop pops.
And you start losing your looks.
Yep.
She didn't make the transformation into art, which other pop stars have.
She didn't go to the diva ship.
Right. She didn't go into, you know, the Miley Cyrus or whatever, the Justin Timberlake. She never had that ability to.
Yeah. She missed that turn.
Yeah. Get the older audience, you know?
Missed that exit.
Yeah.
Yep,
now it's just sad.
The Vegas show is really good, apparently, though.
Yeah, she had a Vegas residency. She was killing it for a while.
Yeah, mental hospital.
I'm not laughing. Show. I'm pro-Britney, you guys. I'm pro-Britney.
Live from Pilgrim State.
From the basement of the hospital.
Right. The No Knives Tour.
We got to have you back on a regular basis. We didn't even scratch the surface.
Seriously,
with you.
Get more scratching.
I'm saying, what's your top? What's the top five in that poll?
Okay,
I think we got.
Yeah, let me give you that.
Okay,
yeah.
I got to go to number six because I have a problem with number six.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, so number one is Smells Like Teen Spirit. Number two, I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys. Number three, Come Out and Play, The Offspring.
Yeah. All right.
Number four, Give It Away, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Number five, Hunger Strike, Temple of the Dog.
Yes, great karaoke song, dude.
Yeah.
Do that at karaoke sometime. It's a good,
AJ would be a good backup there.
Yes, I would.
The bonding. Whoever has to do the Chris Cornell part is probably going to pass out.
Yeah!
Exactly. That's the hard part of that song.
That's like, the hard part.
You nailed it.
Yeah!
Wow. That is really good, actually.
And no one asked them to do it.
I was just assumed.
Yeah. And number six, No Rain by Blind Melon.
Oh, you're
not into it?
They have no business being on the list.
No.
It's one song.
Yeah, kid in a bee costume. Who cares?
Another song no one cares about. If he didn't die, like, no one would care. It still gets played today, and I hear it, and I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I don't care about that song.
I scratched my head, too.
That album is so much better than that song.
I never listened to the album.
It's a criminal shame. It's overlooked. It's just Blind Melon. That album.
Skip that song.
The rest of it is an A plus. It is amazing.
Well, it's blind, so it's overlooked.
Blind Melon, by the way, sounds like the name of a blues artist.
Yes, it does.
Blind Melon.
That was a Cheech and Chong.
Was it Blind Lemon?
Blind Melon Chitlin.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. You forgot the thing.
I can't see.
Yep.
But I'm full of seeds.
Rob, aren't you glad you
I don't think he's happy you woke up for this one.
I'm thrilled, dude. This is the most fun I've ever had at 9 a.m. in my entire life.
That's
nice.
Cool.
There we go.
Without being up the night before.
Yep. Yeah, we got to have you back because... I think you're the right guy for this list. I didn't think that at 9 o'clock, but right at 9:01, I'm like, this guy is the
relief. It's a relief to hear you say that. I've sometimes doubted myself, but now
it's a perfect '90s attitude.
That is a '90s guy.
But I would say, ask me or tell me if you agree with this. I'll ask you this question.
Okay.
Decades, typically, when we get far away from them, we boil it down to one artist. And I would say the 40s, Frank Sinatra, the 50s, Elvis Presley, the 60s, the Beatles, the 70s, Led Zeppelin, 80s, we're still, I think it, what is it? Is it Michael Jackson?
It's probably Michael Jackson, it could be Madonna.
It's Michael Jackson.
Van Halen, probably not.
Right.
Madonna, you can make a case for.
Strong, solo artist,
female.
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Springsteen.
Yeah.
One good album and a great live album, and that was it.
Yeah.
Who would you say for the 80s?
Prince.
Prince.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not a bad choice.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Look at you.
I like that one because Michael Jackson had a great album.
Yeah.
But Prince had, a career.
Yeah.
Like 10 of them,
In a movie.
Almost a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. I like that pick a lot.
I'm with you.
Okay.
So, who would you say the 90s would be?
Who would you say the 90s would be?
I do think it's Nirvana.
Yeah.
It's the obvious choice, but I do think it's the right one. You know, Nirvana or the Notorious B.I.G., depending on what you're into.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I think, I really think the Tribe got it right. Nirvana and insert any boy band after that. Nirvana and boy bands. It was the two, it's the polarity.
Except for 98 Degrees.
And How Bizarre. Yeah.
How Bizarre.
there was like hip hop in there, like Snoop Dogg and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre.
It's a great decade.
Eminem even.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't have the 90s without Eminem.
That's right.
I love
Pissing
it.
Everybody off.
I love
Eminem.
Eminem's a great.
And like Prince had a great movie. Like, really?
Oh,
with an amazing soundtrack.
8 Mile was awesome.
Every level he climbed higher, he was like, he deserves to be there, too. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, thanks for coming on. We're linked up to all your stuff. You got to follow this guy. He's awesome.
I liked him.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.